Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, everybody. Welcome. It is Black Friday 2020. That's the day after Thanksgiving and the day that you're supposed to be out shopping today. And tomorrow, of course, is Small Business Saturday. Well, you know, maybe you just take a little bit of your money and your blessings that you're thankful for and you bless a small business around you. Not a bad idea, given that, well, so many of them have been harmed and shut down, especially restaurants. I mean, in all seriousness, with what's going on in this state and all over America with restaurants, I'm telling you, it's it'd be quite a great blessing if you would go to your local restaurant and just buy some takeout food. Now, some have closed. By the way, I didn't see any stories about anybody getting arrested yesterday, so I'm assuming that all of you fellow lawbreakers were safe and weren't creating too many problems for your neighbors, and you didn't get turned in. That's a good thing. Great to be with you on Black Friday, 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Well, Sidney Powell did it. She not only filed the 104-page lawsuit in Georgia, but she also filed a lawsuit in Michigan. Now, somehow this might all come back to us right here in Oregon. Last night, I read a report, which I have not seen anywhere else. Saw it on Parler. Well, actually, I didn't see it on Parler. It was sent to me by someone, and I looked for it on Parler and haven't found it yet. And this is a report about Governor Newsom of California and Governor Kemp of Georgia. And Kate Brown is dishonorably mentioned in this article. Now, what this article alleges is that the governor of Georgia and the governor of California, and potentially the governor of Oregon, have all been getting kickbacks from the Chinese. Really? I mean, you better have some pretty substantial proof of that. Well, some of this is coming out of Sidney Powell's lawsuit, apparently, from everything that I can gather. If you go to the libertydaily.com, there's a headline here. Now, it's not about this particular story I'm talking about, but it's one that was part of the video that came out of the Pennsylvania hearing the other day. I believe Arizona has a hearing on Monday with Republican lawmakers, and I believe Wisconsin on Tuesday. If you saw what happened with Pennsylvania, former U.S. military intelligence agent, military officer, 30 years in the military intelligence, testified next to Rudy Giuliani. And he made some stunning claims, but he's very credible in that they had a team of people, and he seemed to imply that there was a team of people in the Department of Defense, not former military agents, like this particular story says. And the headline of this story is U.S. military intel agents ready to testify in Dominion voter fraud scandal, question mark. Well, they're really, this is the Palmiere report. This is really about former military folks. And what's stunning about this is that both the video of Rudy Giuliani with this former military intelligence officer and this article and the other article, which I have not yet been able to track down. I think it was a Natural News article. Was basically that China and Iran, and Sidney Powell says this very clearly, China and Iran literally hacked into the Dominion system. And that's what this particular article is talking about. The military officer, former military officer that testified in Pennsylvania on Wednesday, said something else that was stunning. And haven't seen it, and so maybe, and I'll go watch it again just to make sure that I didn't miss this or hear it incorrectly. But what this man said was that, and Rudy Giuliani was asking him questions, and he said that there were more ballots, mail-in ballots received in Pennsylvania than were sent out in Pennsylvania. Now, that's a stunning statement, to be sure. It is all part of military intelligence being the only intelligence group that this president can trust. Being a part of these complaints. And reading from this article that's in the Liberty Daily, and Ron, hang on, I'll get to you in just a moment here. Here's what it says. It says the complaint cites a former electronic intelligence analyst under the 305th Military Intelligence Battalion who declared that Dominion software was accessed by agents acting on behalf of China and Iran to monitor and manipulate elections, including the 2020 U.S. general elections. Another part of the complaint says that a former U.S. military intelligence expert had analyzed the Dominion software system and concluded that the system and the software were certainly comprised by rogue actors such as Iran and China. Now, this is going, if this business about Smartmatic and Dominion and ESNS and all of these other companies that are owned by Dominion or so forth, if this is going to gain real traction in the eyes of the court, it will be because the military intelligence has been diving into this stuff, folks, because they have resources at the military intelligence level out of the Pentagon that private analysts would not have. And to be quite honest with you, that's how this gets proven. Now, they have to be careful about how they do that, but all of this is beginning to add up a little bit if you think about it. Because Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense, got fired right before all of this happened and right before those CIA-owned servers that it has come out in Frankfurt and Spain, those were CIA servers that got seized by the military. See how all of this is coming together? So if there is going to be real evidence presented in court as a result of these filings, these lawsuits by Sidney Powell. Now, again, the judges have to certify that these are legitimate lawsuits, and a 104-page brief is no small thing. If this actually goes to trial, and Sidney Powell is asking that the elections of Michigan and Georgia be set aside, it will be because of proof, I believe, that will have been gathered by military intelligence. And they will use former military intelligence officers to disseminate that information. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. I promised I'd go to the phones. We've got people on the lines. We'll start first with Ron. Ron, good morning. What do you say today?
I'm going to address those things for you right now. I was watching a Christian program I sent you a copy of. It was 1,865,000 mailed out ballots in Pennsylvania. They got back to, they said, by the time they got done counting, there was mail-in ballots of 2.575,000, 2,575,000. That's a 700,000 plus change, if you think, according to my math, 710,000 vote change. Not telling me if there's any other ballots that they mishandled, sir. Oh, let me tell you something about Dominion. Dominion, guess who owns the patents to Dominion? HSBC. You know what HSBC is?
That's a bank.
That's a bank that's owned by China.
Yeah.
And there's more intelligence coming out slowly but surely. She just barely cracking, opening, the, letting, releasing the Kraken now. But this came out of the pit, out of the Gettysburg hearing. These numbers that Giuliani showed was damning. If you got that, if you've mailed out 1.8, this, that, another, then you got three. Then I seen a video that went along with the, we use CSS computers here for our counting ballot machines. We're one of 30 states. Did you know that they don't take much except a little slip card in, a little floppy disk, slip it in, and don't take much in less than a minute and a half. You can have the program preset. Now, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist, but if this all goes back past 2009, it explains the Chris Dudley loss, possibly, various other key losses.
Yep.
And why did it
right.
take us so long along in our own state? Like I said, the last they didn't count ballots in Marion and Polk County until after 8:30, 9 o'clock. But yet they declared the election over. Somebody had the inside twitch and they was trying to stir the pot. And people, I will encourage everybody, the Lord has had things in place. There's been prophecies of people beforehand, but that's my But based on what I'm seeing, but when you got more than several of your top prophets in the country going back to October 4 years ago in 2016, before we didn't even know what president we got, predicted our judge, there's a hand of God. This is a spiritual ballot. This is a moral ballot, and I believe more of it will be revealed as they as the rats start scattering and running away from ship. And I'm glad if you and you said that to verify that those computers was captured by our military after he fired Esper, it stinks to high heck. And if this all boils down to China's to have their hands tied in through the HSBC over Dominion, and then Diebold, there's a guy that went through and had eight people go through and show that they can go through, put a little program in that was already preset, and then bam, you vote yes, yes. Two people vote yes, and five people, and seven people voted no, and it could change it around that quick by a flick of a hooking up a little cord behind of some of those voting machines. It's maybe that's why they have possibly had the windows covered in a quote unquote maintenancing situation. It explains a lot, and it keeps. And from my standpoint, along the West Coast here, the three leftist states, I believe that possibly we have maybe. Wonder why Republicans ain't gained no seats in the various areas.
You know, that could very well be some of these tight elections we have. And your point about going back to 2009 could be profound. Ron, thank you.
God
another fun
you.
Fact, 900 military ballots in Georgia all went to sleepy Biden. It's funny, back in a moment with Glenn. Glenn, hang on.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. The day after Thanksgiving means it's Black Friday. And in a moment, I'm going to talk to Glenn about that. You know, speaking of Black Friday, ProBioscience has a 30% off sale today of all their CBD products. You know, I've been touting this great pain stick that I've been using, and I used it yesterday. And it, you know, because I told you that I did not sleep on my neck well or the right way. And my shoulders and my neck were really tight and sore, and stretching only goes so far with that kind of stuff. But the pain stick really worked. It stayed with me all day and through the night. And I feel great. 30% off today on any of the products that ProBioScience makes and sells. You know, great Salem-based company. They use only Oregon-grown CBD. 30% off today. So go check out their website, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro, the dash mark, bioscience.com. 30% off today only. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Glenn, good morning. What do you say today?
Yeah, it's amazing where we are today. It's just incredible. Of all the evidence we have, Powell, Giuliani, and as a matter of fact, Giuliani, it was the U.S. government when the mobs were running Chicago and New York. The feds had to go in, what was left of good feds under J. Edgar Hoover, and clean up the mob, the Sicilian mobs out of Italy, actually, which had links to the CIA for decades. How Trump is even probably looking at this and saying, who can I trust even in all of these departments that I'm the head of? How will I beat the system that's already rigged against me? Who do I know that's standing behind me that isn't already putting a knife in me within the government that we've had for all these years, CIA, all the acronyms of our government with very good jobs, very good paying jobs, scamming the salaries of the common people in America. Trump probably is beginning to look, what's my administration going to look like even if I do have to, even if I do win by exposing all of this? And the answer is, I don't think he wins either way. What's he going to put his family through if he did win and all the mobbing in the streets?
Well, all right, but you know that's part of where America is headed, though, Glenn. I mean, I would much rather have, in all seriousness, I would much rather have a Donald Trump in office putting more conservative judges on the bench, including maybe another Supreme Court nominee in the next 4 years, and him draining the swamp and him responding appropriately to the mobs you're talking about, because they will emerge. There's no question about it. I completely agree with you. I would much rather have that any day than a Joe Biden. I'll take it.
I agree, but look at the Kennedy family. Look at even Joseph P. Kennedy, part of the major mob, and then the mob turned on their own, the Kennedy family. The Sicilian mobs were thick as thieves, and yet they went around Joseph P. Kennedy to get rid of two of his sons. That really is incredible in the makeup of world politics, because he was very powerful at the top of the ladder. And now that we see what really happened in Dallas, Texas, and they still don't want to release the facts.
No, they don't.
It's just incredible. Yes.
Yeah, the fix has been in there for a long time. Glenn, thanks for calling. I appreciate your opinion today. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am, like the one I got from Dwight about, well, Oregon and Oregon State, you know, they got a Civil War football game coming up. Well, apparently they have dropped the name Civil War. And I guess, you know, because it's all about racism, right? Yeah. Yeah, you know, those people, Well, the Black Lives Matter folks, they ought to be thankful that Americans, white people, gave up their lives in a war in this country to fight for their freedom. But they're not. How sad. By speaking of that, I've got another story here on my show plan, and I'll have this up on the Facebook page. OPB has a story about that new that fund for Black Oregonians. Yeah, it's got two federal lawsuits against it now. And one of them by this Mexican restaurant owner, a Hispanic woman up in Portland. But what's interesting is so many of these law professors don't give this fund really any chances of surviving the constitutional scrutiny of the probably even the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Two federal lawsuits. This needs to be struck down, folks, because what's next? Well, I'll tell you what's next. It'll be a Hispanic fund, and then it's going to be an LGBTQ fund, and then it'll be a transgender fund. Now, it's one thing to allege racism and that you've got to make up for your past sins with reparations or with, well, this is Oregon's reparations. You heard me say that. And that's exactly what it is. It's one thing to do that, but now it's quite a stretch to say, well, we're going to make up for the sins of the past of not liking gay people or transgender people. And now they get special money too because they've been disproportionately affected by COVID-19. It's a ludicrous argument because they haven't. And in fact, the legislative council, when the legislature did this, warned them that there's no evidence that black businesses have been harmed any worse than white businesses because of COVID. Lots more to talk about, including some gateway pundit stuff. You think our governor's bad? How about the Vermont governor directing schools to interrogate their kids about what your family did over for Thanksgiving? 6:30, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us the day after Thanksgiving. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I did, to be sure. Watched more TV than I have in a while. After working most of the morning, had great food. I hope you did. Apparently, none of you got arrested. That's a good thing. Anyway, it's Black Friday. There's lots of Black Friday deals out there. But I want to remind you, you know, not everybody business does just Black Friday things. They do regular great things for you, like Freedom Heating and Air. They are another one of our great local companies here. You know, Saturday is Small Business Saturday, right? You know, today's Black Friday, Small Business Saturday is the next day. And, you know, so many of our small businesses like Freedom Heating and Air, you know, everybody took a hit during this shutdown, lockdown, whatever you want to call it. This is a great reason for you to try to spend your dollars with local businesses, especially your small businesses. You know, because they need to be there for you when things go wrong. And you need, you know, like your air conditioning system doesn't work in the summer or right now in the wintertime. Maybe your furnace just plays out on you, just doesn't want to start or run right. Call Freedom Heating and Air. They can come out and they can fix it and they can do it pretty quickly. They've got great emergency services. They're kind of known for that. They also offer these great discounts for veterans and for seniors. Check them out on the internet, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. So there's another part of Sidney Powell's 104-page filing just before midnight in Georgia. Now, she's filed also in Michigan. And she's asking, the remedy she's asking here is that the results of the election be thrown out. But there are some very interesting things. It includes something that Glenn alluded to. There's this, this is one of the pages of this brief that she filed. And it shows this security agreement under a patent assignment of Dominion Voting Systems and HSBC Bank, China. And then down at the bottom of this thing, it has Eric Coomer's name. That's the Antifa-loving, Trump-hating PhD nut who has, well, there's a couple of videos of him out there literally testifying that, yeah, there's ways you can, the Dominion voting systems allows you to change votes. So, what does all this mean? Well, there's even more. I mean, it's not just that Iran and China were literally able to access our voting systems and that we send the vote results offshore to CIA servers, apparently, in Spain and Germany. But it's even deeper than that. I mean, that's bad enough. Again, that's that foreign interference with elections executive order that Trump signed, remember, back in 2018? But there's more. And the more part of it is that apparently Dominion is tied to an old name, tied to Obama. Do you remember that organization called Acorn? Yeah. All of this is tied together. And it's pretty stunning if you think about it. Because I want to go back to something Glenn said. How long has this been going on? And what does it really mean for us in Oregon? Well, a bunch of these vote counting systems and software are in fact used by various counties in Oregon. We don't use one centralized system, but we use several. We've talked about that before. I'm telling you this could be profound. Now, I want to go back to something. I will go back to it after I talk to Lisa here. Lisa, good morning. What do you have to say today on Black Friday?
Good morning, Jeff. You know what nobody else I think is talking about? Joe Biden isn't even president yet. He's talking to all these foreign countries, like probably brokering deals. But if and when Trump wins, how are those countries going to try to sabotage Trump more? Isn't there a word like treason, espionage, or something for that kind of behavior? Because he's working against the sitting president. I don't understand why nobody's getting that clue either.
Well, a fair question to ask, and the answer to it is that the mainstream media, and neither are the tech giants, big tech, they're not going to let us talk about that because they're going to censor it. So nobody's going to know about it. You probably heard about that poll that was taken after the election. Just, I think it was released either Tuesday or Wednesday, that specifically Biden voters were contacted and asked if they'd heard about any of these scandals with Biden, like Hunter and his laptop and all of these things. And if, in fact, that would have changed their vote. And yeah, significant portion said they wouldn't have voted for him. The reason they didn't know that, Lisa, was because the mainstream media and big tech hid it from them. So the answer is Trump has to win again, and then he has to use the Logan Act for the first time ever, which Biden wanted to use against him, remember?
I'm not sure what the Logan Act is.
Well, the Logan Act says just what you just said. It's treasonous for you as a citizen, not as a government official, to literally negotiate with foreign governments behind the back of your government. That's called the Logan Act. It's never been used. Nobody's ever been prosecuted. John Kerry did it, undermining Trump. Somebody needs to be prosecuted. And this is, Lisa, I don't know if you're as frustrated about all this stuff as I am, but nobody has been prosecuted for this coup attempt against Trump. You know, that's why Trump's got to win, because this is what has to happen. The DOJ has to get cleaned out of the Obama holdovers. The FBI has to be radically changed. The CIA's got to be changed. And it'll only happen if Trump wins. That's the only answer I have. Trump has to win, Lisa.
Well, it's like we've gone from the street thug mafias to bringing it to a higher level U.S. government. I mean, there's no difference. Plus, there's nobody there to really police them. We try, and look what they did to Trump. I'm so frustrated with all this stuff here and the U.S. government. I mean, I grew up here mainly in Oregon, and, you know, I remember better times. I remember when it was not polite to ask somebody their political party, you know? It really was. It was like people would look at you and say, that's rude or whatever, but now it's like fair game. And if you mention your party and it's not their party, you know, they're going to go after you. And it's I don't know, I pray, Jeff, because I'm scared for this nation and our own state. It's a mess.
Well, fair enough. And I think a lot of us are. I mean, it's, you know, I'm with my grandsons. They are 7 and 9. I want them to live in a free America. I want them to have every opportunity, Lisa, you and I have had. And it's all in jeopardy right now. I mean, we are literally one Supreme Court vote away from losing our First Amendment rights. And that's exactly what this Supreme Court ruling on Wednesday was all about. You know, shutting down Andrew Cuomo and, by extension, Kate Brown's limits on how many of us can get together and worship. That's a First Amendment issue. It's free exercise of our religion and peaceably assembling together. All of that's covered in the First Amendment. And we won that by one vote.
Wow.
Yeah, you have every right to be scared, but every right to be thankful that, you know, God Almighty installed Donald Trump as our president. And I believe, and I want to go back to something that Glenn said, Lisa, is there's a lot of people who, prophets, evangelical prophets out there, and they're all saying the same thing, is that Donald Trump is going to be the next president. But there's, you know, this division that's going on in America with, let's say, with Black Lives Matter. Now they're saying they want to be disassociated with the white Antifa. They want separation. That's what some Portland Black Lives Matter activists are saying. So, you know, again, the racism and the division continues. And I, you know, and Lisa, thanks for your thoughts and your call today. I appreciate it very much. I hope you have a marvelous day. And
okay,
and
thanks, Jeff.
Telling you that this is why what Lisa said is so important. It's why I talk about prayer. Folks, we continue to need God's divine intervention. Clearly, I believe that America was founded on God's divine intervention. And yet we remain a troubled nation at times. But I will tell you, I would still much rather be here in America than so many other places I've been in the world. In Africa, Iraq, Afghanistan. I'll take America any day. But it's like Ronald Reagan said, friends. Liberty, the concept of liberty, freedom, we don't pass it to our kids in our DNA. It has to be taught. It has to be fought for. Yeah. We're blessed that we have that opportunity to do it. But it's scary to think we're one vote away from losing most of our freedoms. Back in a moment, it's 6:48. More on everything happening out there. Don't go away. Stop the car. We got
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends, 10 minutes till the top of the hour. You know, if you are looking for a contractor and you really don't know who to trust, you really ought to check out Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. Got a great website. It tells you a lot about what they can do for you to make your life better, your world better. A kitchen remodel, maybe a bathroom remodel, maybe repair work. It's righteousrenovations.com. Check it out. It's a man who lives his faith in his business every day. And that'll give you some confidence. RighteousRenovations.com. This, and I'm going to go back to the phones in a moment to talk to Tim and Art here. But, you know, this, everything is focusing on Georgia right now in so many ways. And that's not bad. But my point is that some of this has been maybe happening in Oregon. You know, if you think back to Oregon, we are kind of, I'm going to hate to say it, but we're kind of the petri dish for the rest of the nation. We've led the way in some not so great things, right? Now we've, you know, assisted suicide, and now we've led the way in, you know, decriminalizing heroin and methamphetamine and so forth. But mail-in voting, we were the first state to do that. You wonder how long our automated systems have potentially been compromised in America. And I want to go back to this story that was in, I believe, Natural News is where I saw it last night. And again, I've not seen it on Parler or anywhere else. But talking about the governors of California and Georgia who got kickbacks from a scheme with China. Gavin Newsom, and apparently this was reported on in California media, Gavin Newsom did two wires of $500 million each, $1 billion to a Chinese electric car company, ostensibly to have this electric car company deliver COVID-19 N95 masks to California. I guess it never happened, according to the story. Now, again, the veracity of this hasn't been checked out, but $1 billion for masks that never got shipped to California. And the story alleges that there's evidence and that the president knows this because it's through the NSA, that the governor of California and the governor of Georgia, who engaged in a similar activity, got kickbacks to their family members and other businesses set up offshore. Then the article goes on to describe Kate Brown. Now, we know Kate Brown has some interesting ties to China, like with these landing sites for undersea internet cables from China to southern Oregon, on the southern Oregon coast. I wonder. Maybe Nigel Jaquis at Willamette Week can start looking into that. It's going to be interesting to see how all of this stuff unfolds and see what opportunities reflect on Oregon. Let's go back to the phones. We'll start first with Tim. Tim, good morning. Happy Black Friday to you, friend.
Same to you, Jeff. This is important enough to me, so I wrote it down, and I'm going to read it real quick. The lunch the other day that I helped serve on.
Yes.
Everyone and the guests, they were homeless, low income, age. There were some special needs. Everyone was kind, the ones going through the line and the ones working in the line. It went for, at least I remember, about an hour and a half. I did not hear one complaint. I did not hear anything political. And everyone was polite, not one word. I've never seen anything like it.
Why do you think that was, Tim? Why?
Well, I don't want to sound flippant. It reminds me of what old America would be. They were just
fine. I It's an interesting observation on your part, because it really kind of gets back to where we're headed here as a country. You know, with all of this division going on and everything that's happening here, how does America come back together and do things like that as a general cultural feeling? I mean, it's a conversation I had with my daughter-in-law last night. Tim, thanks for your call. It's a great point. It really is. And it's a wonderful thing that it happened. And thank you, Tim, for being a part of it. And thank you for all of you who were a part of it. What a great day that was on Wednesday. But the conversation I had with my daughter-in-law was, you know, with everything changing in our culture, what does it mean for the future in so many ways? Let's hope that tradition, as upheld by us individually as we teach it to our kids and our grandkids, and as the high court rules and courts rule, those great freedoms, those great traditions, those inalienable rights will be protected for future generations and for the world to see, because the world still wants to come here. That's why you got to keep praying, and that's why this particular electoral outcome is so important, friends. Let's go to, before I go to Art, Corby wrote me an email, said, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't China own most of our major ports too? No, they don't own them, but they run many of them, interestingly enough. Art, good morning. How are you, friend?
Freedom.
Hey, Art.
Hey, happy Freedom Friday, Jeff.
It is.
But yeah, well, anyways.
I'm calling it Black Friday today.
yeah, I noticed that. I did notice that. You know, Jeff, what I want is for answers to the questions and open and transparency. This is what happens when we allow our government to work behind closed doors, not allow us to information and do all the stuff that they do. You know, I want to know why all these thousands of votes only had marks for Biden for president. I have never heard of anybody just voting one thing on a ballot and sending it in. And of course, that's highly suspect, Jeff. You know, we got to insist on the answers concerning this election. And we also have to get control of our own election process here in Oregon, because I can't say that illegals didn't vote in this election, you know, and I'd like to see, you know, who all got ballots and stuff. And of course, we'll never know, because we have one huge problem. There isn't transparency in our government, and most of the time they don't get a hold accountable for their actions. Although I did hear that in these corrupt states that there were over 143 cases where they were found guilty of voter fraud.
Well, and there's more than that, actually, Art, and that's the only kind of accountability. But it seems like the people who are perpetrating this at the highest levels never get held accountable.
That's right, brother. Have a Thanks, great Art. Weekend. Enjoy your grandkids. God bless.